I'm thankful tonight that I'm just a pilgrim passing through here tonight.
Yes.
I'm thankful, preacher, if it'd be all right, can I read a verse of scripture?
Yeah,
or two?
Do what the Lord leads.
You know, I just got to thinking, this was on my heart tonight, and good testifying and preaching, and everything's already been done tonight, you know. I was thinking over there, I was thinking about this over there in 1 Kings, and over there, Elisha, you know, earlier in the chapter, I'll just give a quick backstory. Earlier in the chapter, you know, here's an army that's of Samaria or the Syrian army, and they're trying to overtake Israel, and you know, they the leaders of Israel, they go to Elisha, and they're talking to him, and they're asking him for advice. They're going to the man of God, and that's always a good thing, is go to the man of God for some advice. If you don't know what to do, can I encourage you to pray and talk to the man of God? But here Israel went to the man of God, and He told them what the army was going to do before they were going to do it. And the king got so mad, the Syrian king got so mad that he said, who in the world is telling the Israelites that what our plan is? He swore there was a spy. And his men, they looked at that king and they said, oh, king, don't you know they have that man of God down there? And he's been talking to their Lord. And he's been... He's been telling all our secrets and all our plans. Here's this Syrian king. He said, I want to know where this man's at. He sent spies in the land. And so he's down in this little valley. They surround this man of God, and here they think that they're going to overtake this man of God, Elisha, here. Here in verse, starting in 15, excuse me, and it said, and when the servant, Elijah had a servant with him, and he said, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compressed the city, both of horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he said, fear not, for thou that be with us are more than thou that be with them. And Elijah went, and he prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes, and the young man, and he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire about Elisha. Yeah. And I'm thankful tonight we have, it's just a spiritual thing tonight. And sometimes the brothers already testified that when things are stacked up against us and it just doesn't seem possible, can I tell you to look a little higher tonight?
Yeah.
Can I tell you to look over your battles you're facing tonight? Can I tell you, Elijah wasn't worried at one bit because he knew who was on his side, because he was on the Lord's side and the Lord was on his side. Can I tell you, sometimes we just need to pray when it seems like we're going through them hard, difficult times, and people are around us saying, oh, what are we going to do? How can you maintain your composure? Can I tell you to tell them to look up? Can I tell you, can we pray that the Lord open their eyes? Oh, can I'm thankful tonight, preacher. Now, there was a day when the Lord opened my eyes spiritually and showed me how bad and wicked I really was, and how I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and it was all Him. And there was nothing I could do, nothing I could say, nothing I could pray outside of the work He did in my heart. And it was all Him that blessed night. And it's been Him before then, and it's been Him ever since. And then the brothers already testified, a great testifying, and it's all about Christ. And I'm so thankful tonight that when it seems like the armies of the world and the distraught of the world is around us, and we're in a valley and there's nothing else, it seems like all hope is lost. Can I tell you that look up in your redemption draweth nigh? Can I tell you that the Lord, and there's far many more with us than there are with Him.
Yeah.
And they're up there on Capitol Hill trying to plot and plan things. And there are the governments and society and just for everybody. Yeah. It seems like they're winning hand over fist, and they're scanning ground left and right, and they're putting junk on the TVs and junks on the radio and junk everywhere else.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be that. Just the world in general, it seems like they're just surrounding us. Yeah. But can I tell you tonight that there's far more with us than there be with them.
Right.
And I'm thankful tonight that the Lord makes said, oh, He can open our eyes. He can open our eyes spiritually. Can I tell you tonight, when it seems like all hope's lost for that loved one, and it seems like, why aren't they getting saved? What's going on? Can I tell you, that little servant boy, Elisha's servant, he was a man, but it calls him a boy. And can I tell you, that servant there, until Elisha prayed for him, until Elisha asked the Lord to open his eyes weren't opened. Can I ask you tonight, are you fulfilling your part? Are you doing what you need to be doing? Or are you just sitting back and letting somebody else do it? Are you sitting back saying somebody else will take care of it? Are you sitting back and saying somebody else has got it? Somebody else is going to testify tonight, preacher. Somebody else is going to sing the special tonight. Preacher. Yeah. The preacher's he needs to get up. He's the preacher. That's what we pay him for. And that's what he says he's called to do. He needs to get up and read the scripture. He needs to get up and get excited. No, can I tell you tonight, you need to fulfill your duty as a Christian. I think we've gotten so off base, preacher, about our duties. It's not just to come 3 times a week and warm the pew up while we're here. Can I tell you, we're a Christian all the time. The scripture talks about being an ambassador of Christ. That's a representative of Christ. That was all the time. That when we send ambassadors overseas, they're an ambassador the whole time.
That's
it's
right.
Not just when they're out in public or just when they're meeting with an official. They're an ambassador all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, you live and you work, you're an ambassador of Christ all the time. Everything you do and say, it's a representative of Christ every single time, every single minute. And can I tell you, how unworthy we are to even hold that title. But how gracious He is to bestow us that title upon us. And I'm just a vessel. But can I encourage you tonight to be a vessel, to be used of Christ tonight? Can I tell you, it is my great honor to be used as a vessel tonight. And why in the world would he think about using somebody like me, just uneducated, just scooted by, doing the bare minimum as possible in school, and just one... and never wanting to excel in school and education. And sometimes, and so easily, I get tongue-tied. And just not being able to form sentences very well. I get nervous. And why would he use somebody like that? But I'm so thankful that he does. I'm so thankful all through this book. All through this book, he uses people like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter your backstory. It doesn't matter where you come from tonight.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how bad you think you are. Can I tell you, he's a good Savior.
Yeah.
He's a loving Savior tonight.
Right. Yeah.
And can I tell you tonight, he's able to save tonight.
Yeah.
Just like he was able to save me that blessed day. Can I tell you, he's able to save you tonight. Can I tell you to call out to him tonight. Can I tell you, he's worthy tonight. Can I tell you, he's a loving God tonight. And what a merciful God he is. And how long suffering. I look back all them times and all that mischievous and rascalness I would get into, and how many times he could have just pulled the plug and said, I'm tired of fooling with this hard-headed old boy. I'm sick and tired. I'm going to go use this fellow down here. He's a whole lot better. He's a better clean cut. He's a nicer. He's a better just all-around person. And most people are, just to be honest. I'm so thankful tonight that he would choose to come by my way and save my wretched old soul and die on the cross for somebody like me. And he knew that one blessed day that in eternity past, he said, I'm going to die on the cross for this old boy from West Virginia.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful for that tonight. Can I tell you tonight, he's so worthy tonight. He's so lovely tonight. I'm so thankful for him tonight. I'm so thankful. I'm a pilgrim passing through. I'm thankful tonight as Elijah was down there in that valley. And all that army was around him, and the Lord saw fit to show him that the armies of the Lord was around them. I can just imagine, you know, when his servant come in and said, "Elijah, oh Elijah, but what are we going to do? That we're surrounded." I can only imagine what, I mean, Elijah already knew that the armies of the Lord were there because he just went in and prayed that the Lord would open his servant's eyes. And it just, it tickles me because I can't help but imagine, you know, here's this servant. Here's a servant comes running in, and he said, "Oh, Elijah, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna get out of this?" And he's just, I can't help but think that he probably chuckled a little bit and said, "Oh Lord, bless him. Just help him, Lord, open his eyes." And he went in there and prayed, and he said, "Lord, open his eyes." And the Lord saw fit to open that servant's eyes. And I'm so thankful tonight that the Lord sees fit to open the eyes. Our eyes and show us our weak and feeble state, and just how badly we really need Him. And I'm so thankful for that tonight. I'm so thankful that when the world seems like it's just constrained us and surrounded us, and there's no way out, I'm thankful that we can look to Him and we can say, "Yes, their army is many, but there's where we have many more that's with us than's with them." I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for His mercy and His grace tonight. I'm thankful for His love. I'm thankful that He's watching over His children tonight. I'm thankful He never sleeps nor slumbers. I'm thankful Elijah didn't have to go and try to wake the Lord up. I'm thankful he didn't have to. He went right in and he prayed to him and said, "Lord, open his eyes." And instantly it was done. I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful he still answers prayer tonight. I'm thankful we can pray for our loved ones tonight, that the Lord open their eyes spiritually and show them what they really need. And it's not nothing this world can offer. It's what the Lord can offer. It's what the Lord's done for us. I often wonder, you know, that his servant knew exactly where to go. His servant didn't go anywhere but to Elijah. He knew exactly who he needed to go to and talk to about how we're going to get out of this mess. I often wonder sometimes, are we a witness like we're supposed to be to our children or to our loved ones or to the people at the workplace about... And do they know who they can come and talk to and say, what can I do about this situation? And are we pointing them to Christ? That's what Elijah did for his servant, was point him to Christ. Say, "Lord, open his eyes." And what happened is when his eyes were opened, his eyes were lifted up. He had to look over his enemy. And that's where he saw the armies of the Lord. And I'm thankful for that tonight.